Jerry Bader Show, 937. Yes, I know we went long there. And I do have other things to get to, but I know there is a specific person who wants to debate me on this. Jason, if she calls, like, right now, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, whichever works for her, we'll put her on. But it has to be, like, right now, because I have a few other things to say about this, and then we're going to get on. I've got a lot of stuff in the show today. Again, my point in bringing this to the statewide audience is, in this case, it's Green Bay. As State Representative John Klenke said, in other times, it might be Milwaukee, which, by the way, is coming into play on this. Could be Madison. Could be Sheboygan. Could be Wausau. Could be Manitowoc. Could be Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point. Anywhere you're listening. And if the state, a city isn't going to help itself, and this is a major economic boom, or would be, to Green Bay, then why should the state help? And I do think he's right. I think this is the criteria that's going to have to be set anytime a community comes with its hand out. I think the chances of this being reversed by the State Building Commission are pretty low. But I applaud John Klenke for putting it out there. All right. I am aware, because I'm on Facebook, that Rhonda in Green Bay is dying to debate me on this. Rhonda, you have the floor.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
I have a few questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
I did read your blog worse than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need someone to fill in the blanks.
Go ahead.
I'm curious about this tax base argument that you keep referring to.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they're going to come in and be this monstrosity of tax base money.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of smart growth development?
Yeah.
Are you aware of mixed use tax base?
Yeah.
Incentives?
Yeah.
Do you know that it would literally blow Walmart's tax base out of the water by 800% greater return per acre?
Okay. Rhonda, so it's all fiction, right? So they're
no, that's not fiction.
No, it's no, no. Hang on, Rhonda. Rhonda, hang on. I let you speak. So you're saying, and by the way, I have all of this from various sources. You're saying a 150,000 square foot building would add nothing to the tax base.
No, I said mixed use.
Okay, so how much? All right, Rhonda. So how much?
A lot more to the tax base.
No, okay. How much? How much?
800% greater return.
On what? Give me
on
an example.
Buildings.
Give me a specific example.
Asheville, North Carolina. Look it up.
No. Downtown Green Bay. What would be a proposal that would give that return on investment?
Mixed use land designation will.
Give me an example of a development under that.
Mixed use development.
Rhonda.
Okay,
when I say car, I want you to say Chevy. I don't want you to say car right back at me. Give me a specific proposal.
The city needs to get this land back.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right, they need to get it back, which, by the way, I now believe has been Jim Schmidt's plan all along, which I have accused him of. That's going to cost $3 million. Do you understand? I have covered this stuff for 30 years, Rhonda, and you thought you were going to slay me? I have, for 30 years, covered this. Do you understand any other developer is going to want? They're going to want the city to pay for remediation. The city's already going to be $3 million into this, and they're going to want the property. Hang on! They're going to want the property for about a dollar. You add all of that together, and you're a pro. Hang on! Hang on, Rhonda. I will let you talk. Hang on. This will. Hang on, Rhonda! Rhonda, you got to be quiet.
Do it.
Rhonda, you're not on the air. You are not on the air. You have to let me ask you a question. This will come up to $8 to $10 million. Is that worth it?
Yes, I think what's going to happen eventually will be very much worth it.
Why? Okay, what's going to eventually happen? Let's go one by one. Specifically, how many dollars will it add to the tax base? You got no answer.
There needs
Two.
To be a development put out
That's
there.
That's right. And you don't have one. And you don't have one.
What I'd like to know, though, is, like, where were all these people when On Broadway had this marketed as office space since 2007? Where were all you people then?
Who cares? There's a development now.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Rhonda, look, you're just trying to throw different things against the wall here. There is a proposal now for a 150,000 square foot building that will add millions to the tax base, 300 jobs. And Rhonda, what about the people in that district who need that type of store? What about them?
Well, I can tell you this. We've had 3 meetings with the city. Those people have never come forward once.
What do you mean they have never come forward to where? People who don't have an axe to grind like you are supposed to get out of their houses, get organized. They don't even know halftime what the hell's going on. Here's what it comes down to. Here's what I'm going to do, Rhonda. I'm going to create a ledger sheet for you, okay? And you tell me how this makes sense. And I'm going to present both sides. So you listen carefully. It would create 300 jobs. It would create millions to the tax base. We know this. This isn't hypothetical. It is a need that even the city's own, I believe it was the USDA, shows is a food desert. It would create 300 jobs with an average salary of about $13 an hour. Now, the downside is it creates parking issues, I agree. It creates potential lighting issues, I agree. It doesn't fit with the rest of the Broadway district. I agree. However, it is so far on the farther north side, I don't think it's going to impact that. And further, there's specialty shops that are not in direct competition with Walmart. When you look at the pros and the cons, Rhonda, this is obvious there are more pros than cons. You may now respond.
No, they're really not, because if you look at this way, if you literally put the facts out there in all of the facts, there's a reason the mayor is debating this.
Yeah, and what are they?
The city is not working with Walmart. They are saying we want a smaller scale.
I know that, Rhonda, and that's the same story. That's the same story that Jim Schmidt was peddling. My response to that is Walmart doesn't want the smaller store. Their research shows this size store will work. Now answer the question. Look at the pros and cons. How are there not more pros than cons? How, Rhonda? You have to understand when you're not on the air. How are there not more pros than cons?
If we could sit down and take 10 minutes, I can list a whole lot more.
Okay, then you really should have been prepared to come on the air with those.
I'm completely prepared.
Well, then tell me what they are.
Listening.
Tell me what they are.
The cons, for one thing, I can think of.
No, I gave the cons. Tell me how there are more cons than pros.
When I think about the biggest con, I think about the traffic. And I think about the conversations that I have with my clients all the time about traffic.
Yeah, it's downtown Green Bay. Do we want it busy or not?
A Walmart Supercenter brings down in an area like that. It's a two-lane road with parallel parking. It's going to be a nightmare.
Okay, I agree that there are traffic considerations. But again, traffic considerations and even the fact it doesn't fit, you think that trumps a sure development where the city might hold on to this for years at a cost to the city and get nothing for it, and you still think that those pros are trumped by those cons?
I think what would happen, and people, I've heard your guests say that Walmart is an anchor.
Yeah.
That's right. It would sink us.
Right. How? Tell me how.
Downtown is the anchor.
Tell me how it would sink it.
Well,
Rhonda, wait. Rhonda, you're not on the air. Tell me how it would sink it. Rhonda, tell me how it would sink it.
How it will sink it?
Yeah.
Do you have access to anything other than Brown County information? Because it has been proven to sink everything.
That is an absolute lie. What you just said is a lie. All you're doing is you came on the show and you're spewing all the same anti-Walmart rhetoric that we've heard for years and years and years. Walmart creates peripheral development wherever it goes, Rhonda. This isn't about it being a bad fit. This is about you being an anti-Walmart person, and the shops on Broadway are not going to suffer from Walmart because they offer different products. They're not in direct competition. Do you deny that?
Pardon?
Oh, forget it. All right, because she was sitting there talking when I was talking and didn't hear what I said. Yeah, well, nice way to slay Jerry, Rhonda. Way to go. You did great. It's 9:47.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.